show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And interesting little story was just coming in. USA Today is now reporting that instructions from Al-Qaeda on how to make a pressure cooker bomb was published in this supposed online Al-Qaeda magazine called Inspire that was founded by Anwar al-Awlaki, who was an American-born who converted. It's another false flag, like Adam Gadon and the rest of that bunch. And now they're trying to say, that the instructions to make these pressure cooker bombs are all over America. And they're really pushing this domestic terrorist threat thing as hard as they possibly can. And again, common sense. Any group inside a country that is seeking sociopolitical change does not carry out attacks that will destroy popular support for the change. It just doesn't happen. So, again, another reason to think this is a false flag. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Dan the Man is now in our control room, ready to answer your calls when you call on in. Now, a while back, we were talking about this scandal that was breaking all across Europe where people were going to restaurants and they were going to their supermarkets to buy products that they were told were 100% beef, and it came out that a lot of these products contain significant portions of other animals, primarily horse. And it's not that horse meat is necessarily bad for you. It's just the idea that if you are paying beef prices, you should be getting beef meat. And one of the meat processing plants that was caught in this scandal has now had to declare bankruptcy because everybody was canceling orders with them. And good, that is exactly what should happen to any company, any corporation that is engaging in fraud against their customers. They should go out of business. Unfortunately, the biggest frauds of all are the financial sectors, and the U.S. government won't do a thing about it. Now, we've been talking about GMO crops and what a disaster they are for everybody except Monsanto. We've been talking about how GMO corn is far less drought resistant than natural varieties, causing additional food shortages. We have been talking about how the various insects and weeds that were supposed to be killed by this Roundup technology have acquired a resistance, evolved a resistance. So these farmers who are stuck with these GMO seeds, they've got all the downside of the GMO technology. And none of the upside. They've had to go back to dousing their fields with these other older, highly toxic pesticides to kill off the Roundup-resistant weeds and the insects that have evolved to tolerate the pesticides generated by the GMO corn. And by the way, when you're eating that GMO corn, you are also eating those pesticides. And we're supposed to believe Monsanto when it says, oh, it'll only kill insects, couldn't possibly harm human beings. We know from that French study that rats who were kept for their entire life cycle and fed on GMO corn developed all kinds of serious medical problems. And these medical problems all began to surface just after the time period where Monsanto's own tests basically ended. They tested for 3 months, 90 days, said it's safe, there's no harmful effects. They killed off all the rats, and they said it's safe to use. This French study, and now there's a new Russian study to duplicate that result, showed that the medical problems showed up in month number 4. How very convenient for Monsanto. Now there's a new study showing there are further reasons to be very concerned about consuming GMO corn, that it's more hazardous even than we thought. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana's radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the Mike Sincero, open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sincero, Indiana's radio.
America, welcome back to the show here. We're talking about yet another study that has come out that GMO foods, and in particular GMO corn, genetically modified corn, are more hazardous to your health than previously thought. And the core of this problem has to do with something called protein synthesis or gene expression via the proteins, because the DNA, the genes, control the mechanism of the cell in terms of the chemistry. And that's the blueprint for all the chemicals being formed. And one thing that has come out is because DNA is incredibly self-referential. That's how they can fit all of that information to make a human being into that little tiny, tiny molecule. It's constantly referring to other parts of itself. And because of that, when they modify a gene in one part of the DNA of a plant, it will trigger changes to other parts of the organism. And Monsanto and these other genetics companies aren't even looking for those other changes. They are testing to see if they're getting the desired result. The corn is producing insecticide. The mouse glows under ultraviolet light. And they're not looking for other changes elsewhere. And they're completely unpredictable. I'll give you a good example. The farmers who are growing the GMO corn have discovered, much to their chagrin, that the stalks of the corn are much tougher than the natural varieties. They're having to basically buy Kevlar tire tractors because the GMO corn was tearing up the tires on their tractors, and they had to buy these more expensive tires to deal with that. And it's just a reminder that when you tinker with one part of the genome, it can have repercussions throughout the entire organism. And even though cooking food will destroy the DNA itself, the proteins produced by that DNA are still going to be there. And therein lies the danger. So it's a very serious situation. And again, we have a government that turns a blind eye to anything being done by corporations that are making above a certain level of money and who are very generous in their campaign checks to Congress and the White House. Speaking of Congress and the White House, apparently Obama yesterday signed a law that absolutely gutted the reporting requirements regarding insider trading by the United States Congress. Now, technically, insider trading is blanket illegal for everybody. Members of Congress, because they are privy to pending legislations, are in a position to enrich themselves immensely by buying and selling their stocks based on what they know is about to come to the floor for a vote. There was an attempt to pass a law specifically prohibiting insider trading by Congress. That was, of course, voted down. There were reporting requirements that were originally part of the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. Those have now been rescinded by Obama. So it's open season for corruption. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. And we're definitely at that point. Now, let's see here. Australia, let's talk about global warming and climate gate in response to that earlier call, because it is a huge problem. World is getting warmer. It's all your fault. It's all carbon dioxide. And when that fizzles out, they'll try and tax you for nitrogen. Or how much oxygen are you consuming? You must pay a tax on that. That's not a far reach. They're talking about taxing the nation on how much rain falls on your property. They're already doing it in places like Oregon. Those are the king's raindrops, you knave. You will have to pay a tax on it. And somewhere down the road, I'm sure some government money junkie is going to be thinking, well, these American people, they're consuming our planet's precious oxygen. They ought to pay a tax on that. It's not that far a reach given the current lengths they're going through to try and take more money from us. Anyway, down in Australia, they are considering recognizing a new class of refugees where they're going to grant refugee status to people who are fleeing climate change. Now, this is just getting silly. I understand that nations will grant refugee status to people who are victims of oppression and torture in their home country, and they want to get to someplace that's going to be a little less abusive. But now Australia is looking at granting refugee status to people who are fleeing their homes because of climate change. They're still out there trying to push this whole global warming nonsense. 10 years ago, they were saying global warming means there'll be no more snow. Now we're coming out of yet another record-setting winter. And they're out there saying global warming creates cold weather. They won't let go. They've got an opportunity to take carbon taxes from you. They don't want to give that up, no matter how silly they sound, no matter how stupid they look, pushing this warming equals colder weather nonsense. They can just taste that extra money coming into the coffers, and they don't want to let go of that. Like a little terrier, it's grabbed onto your ankle and it doesn't want to let go. Now, over in the world of computers, we've talked about this before, PC sales are plummeting, and a good part of that has to do with Windows 8 being an absolute disaster. Microsoft's idea was they were going to make the big desktops and the laptops look just like the tablets and smartphones, and they aren't. And you don't use them for the same purposes. But they wanted that whole tile-based content delivery system to turn your computer into just another media outlet, not let you do serious work on it. A lot of complaints about Windows 8. We are now hearing that Windows 8.1 is about to be released. And again, it appears Microsoft has not learned from its earlier mistakes. It's going to have the same tactile interface, no start bar. None of the things that experienced, long-time Microsoft customers wanted are going to be put in there. It's just another excuse to put more disks into the store. You want to buy Windows 8.1, you want to purchase an upgrade. Not necessarily. But basically, according to research firm IDC, Windows 8 is driving buyers away from PCs. They are going more towards smartphones and tablets. And the power users who require a desktop are going over to Macintosh and to Linux. And what's really amazing is way, way back, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer was out there saying that Windows 8 will be a smashing success. Wrong. And he was just out there saying, you know, I have no doubts it'll be a huge success. You should buy it. And again, this model of forcing everybody to purchase a whole new design from scratch operating system every 5 or 6 years. Maybe you can get away with that in a healthy economy where there's plenty of currency circulating through all levels of society and people have got extra money to spend on this kind of nonsense. But in this economy, you can't do it. People are hanging onto their computers as long as they can. They're hanging onto their cars as long as they can. This business model of planned obsolescence, you will buy a new thing even if you don't need it, that is failing in front of us all. What Microsoft really ought to do to stay in business is they should go back to the last operating system that Microsoft customers really liked and used, XP, which is still considered technically current, but Microsoft is going to cut off support for it next year. They ought to go back to XP and just build on it the way Macintosh does. After they converted to their Linux-based system, they're not doing a complete new operating system every so long. They come out with operating systems that are improvements and have new features, but they're not changing that core. The core is now robust, reliable, and dependable. And what we've seen from Microsoft all these years is each new operating system, because it's a complete redo, redesign, it comes out with problems, lots of problems. And Microsoft users become very frustrated because they've already been through it once with the earlier operating system. We went through it with Vista. We went through it with Millennium Edition. And Microsoft thinks they are so powerful and omnipotent that they can basically get away with saying, we're going to create a whole new pile of junk and you will buy it. And worse, you will have to go out and buy new versions of all your applications because your current applications won't work on the new operating system. And they're so tyrannical in this approach to it that current PCs that have bundling contracts with Microsoft, when you buy the computer at the store, it comes with Microsoft Windows, whatever, pre-installed. They now write the BIOS, that's the hardware basic input-output system. That's the very core code on the CPU board itself that allows the CPU to run. Those are written to prevent people from going back to an earlier version of the Microsoft operating system. Some of them are even written to prevent people from putting Linux on these machines, which is why if you want Linux, you have to do what's called a white box. You have to build your own computer from discrete components, which is generally going to get you a better machine than those all-in-one store-bought machines anyway. But Microsoft, unless they're willing to adjust to the new realities, to the new paradigm, and the new economy, they're going to drive themselves out of business because people are just sick and tired of this nonsense. Windows 8.1, another excuse to soak people for an upgrade on an operating system nobody really likes. Now, this is kind of a bizarre one. This story came out of Digital Journal a while back. An Indian study reveals that male bats perform oral sex on female bats. I want to know who signed the funding check on that one. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Nick in Winnipeg. Aloha, Nick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Going fine.
Hey, I just got home, so I missed the first part of your show. So I'm not sure if you've gone over the whole Boston thing yet. No doubt you have.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll try and make this quick. Last time I called, I mentioned that before I strategically relocated, I had one time worked for the emergency planning office in East Belfast.
Yes.
I also grew up during the Troubles, so trust me when I say I know what a real, and I would use this term loosely, terrorist attack looks and feels like. Since last night, I've been watching the videos online, and right after the device is detonated, there is a man in the immediate vicinity, like clearly wearing full military spec clothing, light combat khakis, Omega tactical boots, physically well-built, with a military haircut, holding an Inspector handheld digital radiation alert detector. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an explosive detector. He's either federal or military. He isn't part of, a bomb squad tech support. Like, it doesn't make sense. You know, these explosions, I mean, they were clean, but they lacked enough power. Sure, people were killed and injured, but terrorists want massive casualties. two fatalities and 25 injured isn't a real attack. Like, I mean, the bomb squad was there before, during, and after. Add to that the other similarly dressed men noticed along the routes and on the rooftops. Like, this was a staged event and a sloppy one at that. I mean, and we all really need to stop talking like there's a chance it was anything but a staged event, you know?
No, I agree. I agree with you. And I remember when I saw the video of the actual detonations, and I'm not the only person to comment on this, it didn't seem like they were all that powerful. And
no, not at all.
I know the media is talking about the three tragic deaths, and they're talking 180 injured, but most of those 180 were like cuts and scratches, and they're not in the hospital.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm shocked.
Seriously injured people. The total number of seriously injured people is actually very, very small. And so they're trying to parade this as the biggest terrorist attack in the United States since 9/11. But
really?
You know, that's what they're trying to say. This is the biggest attack since 9/11. And they're just out there pounding this as hard as they can on the media. But it does seem to me like these bombs really were a fizzle. And it may be that it was poorly made propellant. Or those pressure cookers were a little more resilient than the perpetrators put together. But again, when you look at the effects of an average drone strike by Obama, which kills 50 innocent people for every one suspect, it's really in terms of the real human cost. And I'm not trying to trivialize or minimize the tragedy for the involved families and those people who have been grievously wounded and the ones who are dead. But in terms of real physical damage, it's not that big an event, but it's certainly being presented that way and pumped that way by the corporate media.
Yes, all over the place, which is the reason I don't, I no longer fly. I mean, I had to go to a Broncos game last September and I had to drive 17 hours. I've got to drive through Nebraska and South Dakota, but, you know, I don't want myself and my girlfriend, you know, to have a proctology exam just because I want to go see a football game, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Unfortunately, that's how quite a few foreigners are thinking right now, you know. I didn't want my children molested to go see Peyton Manning, you know.
Well, it's destroyed
anyway.
Our tourism. It's destroyed our tourism here in the United States and especially here in Hawaii. Unfortunately, because Hawaii is a bunch of islands and we don't really have inter-island ferries any longer. If you're going to go to another island, you have to fly. You have to go through TSA. I did that last Saturday. We went to visit family down on the Big Island. Going down from Honolulu to Hilo was actually very pleasant. They had a metal detector, and that was it. Coming back, I got the full Nazi treatment. And
I heard you the other day.
Yeah.
On Friday, and, I think you were saying.
You know, I mean, these are people, you know, understand this. To get a job as a cashier at McDonald's, you have to have a four-year college degree now. All you need to go to work for the TSA is a high school diploma or a general education diploma, which means you dropped out of high school, but you took the test, and they said, all right, you know enough to function in society. And these people are, by definition, morons. If they had any kind of intellectual achievement, they wouldn't be working with rubber gloves, touching other people's dirty underwear. And so for them to adopt this attitude of they have all the answers and they know what's going on with these terahertz scanners, you know, it is a given that everybody they're talking to at those security gates is at least as educated and intelligent as they are, if not more. And so that's what makes their attitude of presumed superiority all that much more angering to those of us who actually did go to college and who are educated. And it is. And of course, we're already seeing in the aftermath of this, they're saying we've got to have TSA in the bus stations and we've got to have TSA at the train depots. And they're actually talking about, you know, roadblocks, checkpoints where you will be forced out of your car, go through a naked scanner, put back in your car before you're allowed to drive anywhere else in the country. Peter King is out there screaming, we've got to double the number of security cameras in all of our American cities. It's a huge push for more money to the security industrial complex. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, all of this stuff has failed utterly. Got to take a break for commercials. Nick, thank you for the call, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
America, welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phone. Steve in Georgia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike. I got a question for you. What is the definition of a terrorist or terrorism?
Freedom fighters aimed back at us.
Is that what it is?
If they're pointed at the bad guys, they're freedom fighters, and if they're aimed back at us, they're terrorists.
Okay, I was taught that a government that is trying to scare the people, its citizens, into submission.
Well, that's another good definition, although I use the word scarerism for that kind of propaganda operation. Who is it who's working as hard as they can to keep the American people constantly in a state of terror? ABC, CBS, NBC, NPR, Fox News, and the U.S. government.
The SPLC.
Yes, the SPLC.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, I figured because you don't see a connection here, do you?
Of course, I see a connection. I mean, look at this constant corporate media saturation of this Boston bombing. They haven't reported hardly anything else at all except the fact that the stock market went up again today. This is a sales campaign. They are rubbing the nose of the American people in the bloody sidewalks of Boston to serve an agenda which is starting to emerge. They're selling this whole idea of a domestic terrorist threat.
That's the way I see it, too. I think I just wonder what you thought about that definition, because they turn it around like they do everything else, and we got new definitions. They take away the period and add a semicolon or a comma and add something to the end of it, you know?
Well, you know, we've seen that in recent months where they're describing people who support the Constitution as potential terrorists. People who are taping animal rights abuses are being called terrorists now. They're just throwing that label around willy-nilly.
They're going after American people.
Abandon.
They're going after American people, man. You know,
they are. The federal government is getting ready to declare war on the 50 states.
Yeah, they're just trying to find an excuse and get enough support. I mean, when Obama said that usurper and thief, he said 90% of the people are behind him. He must be reading the wrong news channel.
I think he's listening to his own propaganda and believing it. And as somebody who watched what happened in Hollywood when celebrities started believing their own press releases, it's an invitation to a disaster.
Yeah, well, I thank you for your time, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
It is a good question. What is a terrorist? And certainly the definition as espoused by the federal government and by the corporate media has certainly mutated over the last couple of years, where they're starting to call anybody who speaks out against excessive taxation or the violation of the Bill of Rights, they're all being called potential terrorists. And it's not just political smear tactics. Once they say you're a potential terrorist, all of these additional laws under the Patriot Act, and CISPA come into play. We are allowed to go into their bank accounts because they're potential terrorists. We're allowed to loot their computers because they're potential terrorists. We're allowed to scan their emails and listen to their phone calls and track them with that GPS in their cell phone because they're potential terrorists. And it's absurd. But again, that's part of that whole idea of trying to bluff you all into staying silent, not saying anything to your friends and neighbors, either in person or over your social media. And again, what Boston has proved to us all is that all of this surveillance, all of this security industrial complex, the naked scanners, the crotch groping, the looted luggage, the dropped and ruined laptops, the TV cameras on every street corner, the microphones, all of it does not work. Fusion centers don't work. Databases don't work. Scanning Facebook accounts for information, it doesn't really work. They're saving up all of this data, and there is so much of it, they can't correlate a meaningful result. Boston just proved that. So when somebody like Peter King comes on out and says, we've got to throw more money at security and Department of Homeland Security and TSA and TV cameras and the rest of it, you have to stand up and say, what? The system you've got doesn't work. It failed. Why throw more good money after bad? We're going to have to rethink what's going on here. Now, from the point of view of the federal government, obviously, right now, having made so many enemies around the world, they're viewing everybody as a suspect. They're getting a real bunker mentality over there in Washington, D.C., where right now they're looking at 300 million Americans as potential enemies, along with most of the population of the rest of the world. They're trying to find some way they can confiscate firearms. I'm rather amazed they didn't find an automatic machine gun among the bomb debris to try and rope the gun grabbers into this thing. And I'm sure the gun grabbers are going to come in and say, this proves we must have tagants in bulk powder purchases, and we've got to have registration of all purchases of gunpowder. Which, by the way, they already do that for black powder. I don't know why, but when you buy black powder for your muzzle loaders, you got to show your driver's license. Go figure. All righty. So basically coming up to the end of the show, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to go back and recap the situation coming out of Boston. We know there were two bombs Officially, they're saying there were two bombs. The earlier reports of unexploded bombs have now been denied. But we know that something happened over at the JFK Presidential Library, where something happened at the front door, and there's a huge fire, and we've got the photos of the fire damage. Now they're saying, no, completely unrelated. Like, I guess there are so many bombs going off in Boston that it's should be seen as just a coincidence. But that's the official story. Only the two exploded bombs. They were reportedly built inside pressure cookers, which matches the description from this supposed Al-Qaeda magazine. We know from the aerial view of one of the two bomb sites that one of the plate glass windows along those storefronts was blown out, not in. There's a reason to suspect that the bomb may have been physically inside that ground floor building when it exploded, which makes all of this brouhaha about turning in your photos and videos from the marathon an absolutely pointless exercise. The presumption now is that this was another false flag attack to bring about a political agenda. It's already being used to try and ramrod CISPA through Congress to possibly accelerate more of the gun-grabbing laws. The Obama administration is trying to portray to the United States Congress that they are now personally in danger from 300 million Americans. They've got to disarm them. They're out there taking guns away from returning veterans on the basis of psychological problems. They're taking guns away from people who are on prescription antidepressants. I can't say that that's necessarily a bad idea, except they're still blaming the guns and not the SSRIs. The real correct way of dealing with this crisis would be to ban the SSRIs, but they make too much money. And the people making money off those SSRIs are writing huge campaign checks and huge advertising contracts. We can't stand up to them. All bow before the money. It's just a little piece of ink and paper, and it's controlling your life. We know the U.S. government is afraid of the American people. We know the Federal Reserve is afraid of the American people. We also know that these money junkies will do anything, including starting a war, to cling to their little scam, to keep that little pyramid scheme going, to keep us all enslaved to debt so that we believe we must do as we are told by the holders of that debt. It's rule by compound interest, and it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. We're on the verge of a huge transformation of human civilization, where we look at the bankers and say, you are not the government. You are supposed to serve the public, not run the world. And yet we clearly see that is their agenda. They want a global reserve currency that we will all be permanently enslaved to. So getting back to the situation in Boston, the fingers are pointing. Everybody with an agenda to follow, an axe to grind. They're pointing fingers at right-wing, ultra-Christian conservatives. They're pointing at leftists. They're pointing at the Patriot movement. That's quickly becoming the main focus of the corporate media. Gosh darn those people, the Patriot movement. We've got to keep an eye on them. Their fingers were being pointed at Saudi Arabia. Jane Harman was out there screaming it had to be Muslim terrorists. Everybody's out there riding this incident for whatever it's worth to serve their own particular agenda. Nobody's really interested in the truth. Nobody's really interested in the facts. That's just not part of the process anymore. I am paid to sell this to the American people. How can I use this tragedy to sell this to the American people and make more money for myself? That's what it means to be an insider in the corporate media or in the political structure. You're there as a salesman to sell an agenda to the American people. And everybody's waving these bloody shirts as hard as they can. And I think there is so much saturation on the corporate media, they're probably going to burn this out very quickly because, again, three dead is unfortunate, but it doesn't have the emotional impact of thousands being dead. I think these bombs were intended to kill a lot more, and they fizzled. Will this go away? I don't think so. This government can't back down any longer, and so I would not be at all surprised to see additional bombings in the coming days to try and make this look like this is a national threat from coast to coast to coast, from the Canadian border to the Mexican border, from the Atlantic Ocean to that other one out there in the West. To try and make it look like it's a national emergency to justify draconian steps by the administration. And again, I view the fact that we don't have a ready-made villain du jour to wave at the American people, like a Lee Oswald or an Osama bin Laden, as suggesting that this Boston bombing is going to be used to basically suspend more of the Constitution in that need to go out there and find the perpetrators of these horrid, horrid bombings. So this may be the beginning of a huge, huge operation to scare the American people into surrendering what's left of their civil rights under the Constitution. Don't fall for it, please. We know what happens when you surrender your civil protections. We saw that in Germany with the Enabling Acts. And by the way, a little reminder, how Hitler got those Enabling Acts is his own people, the brown shirts, went out and caused the acts of terror that Hitler used to get his extraordinary emergency powers as Chancellor of Germany. It's a good trick, and it worked back in 1930s. They're hoping it'll work again. They're hoping that you are dumb enough to fall for the same lies and the same tricks over and over and over again. Fool me once, so forth and so on. And it all comes back down to that idea of the bankers' wars. When you have a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, that currency is not a public utility. It is a money-making venture for those private bankers who have been granted a license to counterfeit by the federal government. And one more reminder for those of you who are, like me, a supporter of the Constitution of the United States of America. Those of you who, like me, are actually living that vow, that oath of office the president takes, I do solemnly swear to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We're living those words right now. Under that Constitution, the U.S. government is vested with the authority to coin money and regulate its value, and cannot transfer that authority to a privately owned central bank absent a new constitutional amendment. The Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional. Congress sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. The modern Congress continues to sell you out for 30 pieces of silver. Congress could at any time rescind the charter of the Federal Reserve, but they won't do it because Wall Street and the Federal Reserve are much more generous with members of Congress than you can afford to be. All righty, let's see. Callers on the line. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm calling because I'd like to ask you a question in regards to the Kennecott Mine incident that happened last week before the paper pushers took down the price of gold and silver. And I was wondering if for some reason they might have done that to and kept it out of the news to hopefully for them, hoping that Capriles would win in Venezuela and that it would justify the a velocity of money into the system through inflation of the commodities. And
First of all, let me step back here. I don't think what happened at the Kennecott mine was intentional. I think it was an industrial accident, and the normal result should have been, because of a reduction in available perceived supply versus the demand, it should have driven the prices up. And I think the reason it was pretty much kept out of the corporate television news media was so that people wouldn't scratch their head and ask, why aren't these physical prices going up? So I think that was what's going on with why that was being de-emphasized in the corporate media. I don't think it has a real connection with Venezuela because the primary focus of Venezuela is their oil. And yes, they do have other mineral resources, but the primary focus down there is the oil and making sure it's available for sale only for the U.S. dollar.
That's exactly my point. What I was figuring is perhaps that people, the money that's sold out of gold, would then transfer over to the petrodollar or U.S. Treasury bonds as a for lack of a better term, safe haven. What I think was happening was that because I've been looking at the commodities lately, and it just seems like all the money would go into a specific area, would be driven into a specific area, kind of like how you said yesterday, a rogue move to confiscate your gold without them actually confiscating it, but making you know what I mean, so that the velocity of money could be the velocity of money could be justified in any way, shape, or form.
And now I understand what you're saying. I don't see how that would link into what's going on in Venezuela. The rush is on by the central banks to grab as much physical gold as they can because of the gold runs that are already happening in the banks of Europe. But I don't see a really significant link between that mechanism and the revival of the petrodollar by way of Venezuela. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. They are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over at silverdoctors.com, they have an interesting take on the crush down of gold and silver prices. As we mentioned before, some of the exchanges in Europe have already defaulted on their gold delivery contracts, and they're having to settle for cash, and it's costing them a premium. And the take that we are seeing from silverdoctors.com, they are predicting that the American COMEX, the Commodities Metal Exchange, will also default on their silver and gold delivery contracts in the coming weeks. And this idea of flooding more of these paper contracts, which cannot be delivered onto the market, to drive the prices down, is so that when COMEX settles the contracts for cash, they can do it for a lot less money. And of course, the paper contracts will then completely crash and bottom out. COMEX will settle those for pennies on the dollar. COMEX will come out with their cash intact. And of course, everybody who bought these paper contracts is going to be up the creek without a paddle. One more call before the end of the show. Alex in New York. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I don't want to take you off topic. I just wanted to comment on the Boston bombing.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out such an obvious false flag. So too obvious. I mean, at a marathon, come on. It's almost like out of a Hollywood script. And,
yes.
And another thing is, I think the government, they wanted to pull back on, I guess they figured, let's not do so much carnage this time around as opposed to 9/11. Let's just give a little shock and awe presentation. So let's, instead of putting the bombs under the bleachers where the crowds of people were, let's do it across the street where, you know, a minuscule of people, a handful of people, or sadly, you know, eight-year-old boy was killed. But what does the government care? You know, our lives are expendable. But, you know, that's the only comment I want. It's just such an obvious false flag. I think
it absolutely is. I mean, if somebody, you know, if it was an anti-tax protester, they'd go after the IRS buildings. If it was somebody from the Middle East, they'd go after something critical to the government or to Wall Street.
Yes.
Yeah, the only reason they picked the Boston Marathon at the finish line is because all of the media's cameras were going to be there. They were going to get maximum publicity, maximum coverage. It's very obviously a public relations campaign.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sorry to take you off topic, Mike, but that's all I got today.
No, no problem here, and it is the main topic here.
Oh,
and again,
right,
okay. I want to stay focused on what they're going to use it for. I'm less interested in, you know, who the guy on the roof was or all this other little side issues. I want to stay focused on what is the government going to use this terrible, terrible action for? What agenda are they going to be pushing? And it looks like what's evolving is, oh, it's domestic terrorists. It's the Patriot. It's Occupy. We've got to have more surveillance. We've got to suspend the Constitution so we can go out and find the perpetrators of the Boston bombing. And again, I think the intention was for far more people to be killed, and they didn't get that. They needed a lot of blood for that shock value. I would not be surprised to see additional bombings carried out all over the country to make it look like it's an immediate threat everywhere in the country to try and scare the American people into surrendering what's left of their Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The federal government and the Federal Reserve are desperate, desperate, desperate. They're feeling cornered. And cornered, desperate animals are at their most dangerous. So there's the music. Time for us to get out of here. Thank you for sharing time with us today. Please spread the word about Republic Broadcasting and what really happened. We need to start reaching those people who aren't plugged in yet to what's really going on in this country. I need your help to do that. You're all Rivero's Rangers. You need to go out there and just start sharing what you know with who you know. And we'll be back here tomorrow. Aloha, America.